Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Drunk Before Noon. I have no idea what number we're on, so we stopped keeping count like a long time ago.
1,348.
Pretty much.
It's 12.
Is it really?
Oh, that's the number. I'm pretty sure, though.
Pretty good.
Well, I'm one of your main hosts, Captain Sleeper, and of course we have Whiskey Pete. What's up, Whiskey Pete?
What's going on, guys?
And gals.
And girls. Yeah. And the whatevers.
You confused me in between.
And of course we have our other two main hosts, Token Squared.
What's up?
And Elidocious.
What's up?
How's it going?
I want to say your name like that all the time, when it's like a name that you have to say weird.
You gotta emphasize it.
Yeah, you gotta really emphasize it. Well, thanks again for calling, you know, making fun of me last weekend when I wasn't here.
Oh,
I heard, every single word, so yeah, appreciate that. Should expect nothing less from you guys. But I am back, and hopefully, I don't get called during this. So, but yeah, good shows last week.
What's that supposed to mean?
Like, I don't get called.
What do you mean, get called? Captain Sleeper, I just called you.
I'll call you an idiot.
So that all your hopes are out the window, bro.
What I mean is phone call. That's what I meant. Mm. So, yeah. So, anyways.
Your phone called you an idiot, too.
This is a show again about...
So what does your phone call you?
This is a show.
It's Big Daddy. It's confused.
It's whatever I wanted to call me. It calls me Big Dick, so it's because it's true.
So it's a liar.
Oh. No, it's true.
It must be because of the two-inch screen, huh?
I have to zoom in.
Poor camera resolution.
The camera adds 10 pounds.
So you're going in like with 10 and a half pounds now?
It's more like 14. Well, our show again is about bullshit. Literally... about bullshit. We talk about, we have some topics, of course, and we try to stay on topic, but our show is about bullshit, so.
Like bullshit like?
Bullshit like anything. Anything and everything. So, and we've been up in the, thank you for putting us back up in the rankings. Last weekend we were like 97, which is really good, from 400 and something. So impressive. So, I want to talk about the new PS4. It came out, well, somewhat. The controller. Are you guys excited about that?
It's whatever.
Yeah.
Really?
It's just another thing I'm going to have to shell out $400 for.
Yeah, you're going to have to buy it, of course.
Well, how much are they going on? Like $400, I think?
Probably a little bit more.
They were saying $279 was the price point they wanted to hit, but I don't know if they're going
They wanted to hit that with the first first PlayStation. There's no way they're going to hit that.
You never
especially
know.
Especially with... technology, they're saying that.
Yeah,
it's capable
wasn't
of it?
PS3 like $600?
Yeah, when it first came out, it was like
It was expensive.
Yeah.
I was thinking this is gonna be $700. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I'm saying G.
A G? Now I heard that all the games are gonna become cloud versions now. So you're not gonna actually buy the games now. You can download them.
All of them?
All of them.
That seems like it's just bound to fail.
Doesn't it? Because now you have to have a reliable internet connection at all times.
I heard something about on the Xbox, they were thinking about doing it where you know, the game is like, they're each coded so you can only use it on one Xbox type thing. So, you know, there's
that's
no,
smart, though.
Well, not really, because then what happens to, like, GameStop and shit? Yeah, you can't
they go out of business.
Yeah, you can't trade games in, nothing like that. Kind of.
I don't know, I think Microsoft has a bigger edge over PlayStation any day, so...
It's because they're American. America, fuck yeah.
It's Microsoft, so they're just smarter. Sony doesn't... They lost it, man. Especially with all the big titles and shit. But, the controller, too. That's something that's unique. The touchpad?
Not really.
Who uses a touchpad during...
The Wii U?
Yeah, but do you actually use it when you play a game?
Yeah. I was using it at Best Buy, playing around with it. It's actually pretty cool. And it's got HD graphics now.
But do you see yourself...
What is
holding
virtual reality coming in?
Yeah, that's a good point. Like holographic shit.
Yeah, because I don't... If you're... I thought for sure PS4 wouldn't have a controller. You know what I mean? Ooh. Not a controller to what we're used to. You know what I mean? If you think about, like, technology and, like, where we came from games, like the Atari to, like, the PS3, what we know of right now, it's all been kind of the same shit. Controller, one thing different. We got a Wi-Fi connection that's a little different. You would think we've already... Because PS3 and Xbox 360, they went pretty good. I mean, the graphics are pretty insane.
Yeah.
I mean, you got vibrating controllers. I mean, you're pretty close to the extreme that you can get on controllers and visual. The next step to me is no controller? Is more towards like the Wii kind of situation.
What about the
Kinect? That's to me is like we should be the Kinect should look stupid. Like that should be the PS4.
The PS4 has stereo cameras. You've got two cameras, so it can sense depth. It can tell where in space the controller is, and they've got the PlayStation
Kinect
version of Kinect.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll just. It's always up to the game developers.
Yeah, and not only that, but can you see yourself playing Madden without a controller?
No.
Ever? No, you can't.
Well, I played it on Wii. Like when Wii first came out,
yeah,
and it's a workout, man.
I mean, yeah,
you're having to hike the ball. You control where you're running, like kind of regular. Then you got to throw it. Then you got to catch it. Then when you got to paddle your remotes like to run. Then you got to like juke one way or the other. You got a stiff arm.
Yeah.
I mean, it gets pretty intense.
But there's lazy gamers out there. They're not going
to
do that.
Exactly. But I'm saying is we should have the opportunity to like that right there. Don't get me wrong. It's pretty tight.
Yeah.
But how fast and how good we are at technology, that should even be dinosaur to us. You know what I mean? Like, having to do this controller, we should actually be, you know, like...
We want cooler games. We don't know what it is yet.
Yeah.
But we just have this overwhelming sense that it should be way cooler.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Like, gamer, you lay in a chair.
Something new.
PS4, you should be able to lay in a chair, connect to your fucking thing, and you pass out, and you're in the game. You know what I mean? You're in the game.
It's going to be... I think they're going to revolutionize the gaming industry. And I think everything is going to start going to a console version. So there's not going to be need for fucking cable box with, you know, fucking YouTube on that. And then I think everything's going to be socialized into one media box. And that's what they're trying to do with the PS4 and the Xbox.
Yeah, that's what they were saying with the Xbox. It wants to be just one media hub. It's your computer. It's your
it's everything.
DVD player.
Why else do you need anything? And with Kinect, you guys don't have an Xbox 360, but I have an Xbox 360 with Kinect. That's the coolest fucking thing in the world.
I do too, yeah.
You just search for anything you want, and it plays it by your voice. So you just tell it, like, search for this video, and it'll fucking pop it up and play it for you.
You say Xbox, and it's like Siri kind of thing.
Yeah,
Xbox
yeah. It's fucking cool as shit. And then
who's going to take that market? Eventually, all electronics in your home will be integrated into one system, right?
Yeah.
So who's going to take it? In your opinion, Apple with, you know, Siri, Xbox, Kinect. I think that's what they're all fighting for.
Yeah.
You know, and one will dominate everything.
I'm a big fan of Microsoft, so I like Microsoft to dominate.
You would. They aren't doing anything except your desktop computer.
Well, you gotta understand that desktop computer is still gonna be around.
Oh, well, they got Xbox.
Especially since, you know, they used to represent 97% of the mobile market for cell phones. They lost that, obviously, with Apple. This is back in the day. This is like when BlackBerry came out. 90% of the market was all Microsoft. So they had their foot in the door.
Okay. They're the Windows phones now, the Windows 8.
Yeah, but it's a little too late. Yeah, a little too late.
What are you talking about?
But they suck.
They don't suck.
They suck.
You obviously have never played with one.
They're bulky, is what I hear.
No, not even.
But, you know, it's the same thing. Like, they were a little too late for that. Like, when the iPhone came out, the Microsoft CEO said, like, he's not worried about it. Like, it was his fault.
There's two options right now, really, iPhone or Android.
Yeah.
Everybody makes everything for iPhone or Android.
Yep.
You know, I don't want anything else, because I'm going to be limited.
Yep.
Not really. The Windows market, I mean,
and there's a
cool
app. Well, they don't make that for fucking Windows.
Yes, they do.
You know,
it's got
they make
almost
all of them for iPhone or Android. And iPhone has the even cooler ones.
Yeah,
but isn't the Windows phone Android?
No.
No, it's Windows.
Windows 8.
It's Windows 8.
It's actually the same shit that you use on a Windows computer that Surface uses. You can integrate it with your Microsoft Xbox. All
so
that
it's cool, but you're going to be in your own world because everybody uses Android or iPhone.
But
actually, 75 or 80% of people actually have Windows computers. So I mean,
yeah, they do. And they'll never go away for the workplace either because coders use Windows computers.
Why would you not want your
military uses Windows computers
to be able to be compatible with your computer?
They just don't have the app selection.
So that Microsoft is always going to have a place in this world. They just need to make sure they step up their game and get, you know, to a better place where they start ruling the markets they did before. Well, let's not get on too much about that subject because we can sit here all day. I want to talk about gun control, and I wasn't here last week to talk about this, but did you guys find that suspicious about the cop killer, about how he died? Did you find that any what suspicious whatsoever?
Because they murdered him.
They murdered him.
Yeah. That's
kind of
suspicious.
No, when so if you watch like the live coverage of it, you got to watch the live coverage of it again. I read his manifest, by the way, and I kind of agree with you guys, so I kind of take what I said back. So, but anyways, like, during that whole shootout, they sent an ambulance up there when the fire was going on. Like, why would you need to send that? There was nothing else up there. They said they couldn't go up there whatsoever, but yet you see this ambulance pull up to the house.
What do you think?
I don't know. That's kind of suspicious.
The ambulance was really a dog?
No, it was an ambulance.
Who was driving?
Aliens?
It's a guy wearing fucking...
Probably.
A guy wearing blue.
Very suspicious.
Oh, blue aliens.
Shut up. Just like, be honest. I mean, they're suspicious.
Avatar.
I mean, they're trying to hide something.
Okay, the
aliens, cops, dude.
Yeah, I know.
That's their job, is to hide shit.
Someone needs to stand out against these cops. Make a statement. Do something bold and big.
He did.
Call out these cops.
Obama was supposed to. That's the change I was looking for. Not some fucking tax reform or some bullshit.
Yeah.
Or tax us the fuck up. That's what he's been doing.
You know what pissed me off too?
Not really. Me,
yeah.
Personally.
Tracking the fuck out of me.
Yeah, well, that's because you're a baller.
You know what pissed me off too? Is that they had some...
Me crying has nothing to do with why Obama's taxing me. Do I get taxed for every tear?
They had,
his love of testicles has nothing to do with this.
They had such big-ass fucking funerals for those cops. And, like, the whole media was covering them. But what happened to those two girls that they accidentally shot? You know, and killed?
They
didn't have no funeral
for
them.
They didn't kill them.
I thought they killed one of them.
No.
No, the cops
so
just shot
them. They just shot him up.
Is that... You know what? You're also the person who told us the wrong information about Maker's Mark last week.
Did I?
Yeah. Maker's Mark is the only one diluting their shit. You made it sound like it
was
ass backwards. Well, you're dumb.
That's not the point.
So we don't ever want to.
I read it on Yahoo.
From now on,
Yahoo was wrong.
We will research.
You didn't read it
everything
on Yahoo.
You tell
it on
us.
Yahoo.
That's bullshit.
Before we mention it,
I read it on Yahoo. So you're wrong.
First off, you can't even read. So
I'm learning. So I might have missed a couple words.
You probably had Siri read it to you.
Maker's Mark is pretty good, though.
Read me a story, Siri.
Hear that right there? Hear that? It's the sound of you lying right there. Every time you fucking lie, that noise happens.
Every time I lie, a cop comes.
Yeah.
An angel loses her wings.
So I want to know if you guys read anything about the new gun control laws coming out for California or just federally.
I haven't.
Okay, let's hear some lies. What did you hear?
I've heard the threats of certain laws. I haven't heard any exact law, but, you know, they're talking about another assault weapons ban.
Yeah,
that's bullshit.
That's all I really heard was just.
Well, see, I don't understand. What about for all of us who own assault rifles? Are they gonna?
That's a good question.
Your grandfather did. If it's pre-banned, you could keep it.
But then, where are you gonna start buying bullets? Because the bullets they're gonna stop making them eventually.
Nah, I mean it's rifle bullets. You can't stop making rifle bullets.
You have to make
that's
your own.
That's true. Like the last assault weapons ban. Worked just certain features. You have to define an assault weapon first of all.
Yeah, it had to have two specific features or something.
Yeah, like a clip that holds more than 10 rounds.
Yeah, collapsible buttstock.
A flash suppressor, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, certain things define an assault weapon. And then you've got other rifles, say single shot rifles that you use for hunting, that use the same round. So I don't think we'll see a change in ammo sales, but.
Prices.
There's always a workaround. That's what it tells us. We'll just have new workarounds. Here, we live in California, but you could still purchase a lot of assault weapons. You know, even though in California it's illegal to own an assault rifle, but you can still purchase them with
and
limited features.
Yeah, make them legal, yeah.
And make them California legal, they call it. So, you know, it's whatever. They just make it a little harder and a little harder.
Who has the toughest gun laws?
California.
California
has Washington, D.C., right?
California, New York, and Maryland.
D.C.?
Well, I heard the news saying something about they're
going
to...
D.C.'s pretty strict.
America's
going to... You can't have a handgun in D.C., no.
Oh, what?
Handgun?
Handgun in D.C.
You said what now?
Well, I don't know. I on the news, they're saying that, you know, they're trying to base, like, California's gun law is going to be, like, what they're trying to base the, like, trying to make that like a federal thing because California's gun law was so strict.
Oh, that would never pass. California's hippies.
There's too many rednecks.
Yeah, there's too many rednecks in other states who don't agree with hippie shit like California does. So, we're truly, truly hippie over here. That's why we have fucking legalized marijuana and stuff like that.
We don't have legalized marijuana yet.
We have marijuana.
Medical marijuana. Well,
legalized.
Same thing. I mean, fucking it. You go there with
medical
the
use.
Yeah, you go there with the back pain. No, you have all of a sudden you get a prescription.
It's legal in Colorado and Washington, like legal,
super legal,
like super legal. you can possess like I forget what it is up to an ounce on yourself.
See,
you can't smoke in public places, but if you have it, you can go smoke at home and whatever.
Wow. See that shit's weird, like. I understand, like, methamphetamine or something like that, because you make that, you know what I'm saying? Or you make all this other shit. But, like, weed, if you think about it, comes from the earth. How are you going to ban something that comes from earth?
Yeah.
I disagree. Heroin comes from the earth.
You have to make
it. You have to refine it.
Well, they're refining marijuana. They're genetically breeding it to be very strong.
They're genetically breeding your tomatoes different. That you just fucking ate on your whatever. You know, so is that going to be banned?
They don't get me high.
They probably do.
They make you happy, though, right? Because after you're done being hungry,
it's a drug. Period. It's a drug.
Yeah. It's a mind-altering substance. So is alcohol.
Yeah.
So is
drug. But how much money could they make up by taxing it, though, federally? A lot of money, right?
Sure. And that's what we need right now. So why not?
Think about it, though. America was built, like, mainly on tobacco and, you know, marijuana. They don't say that, but it's...
Really?
Tobacco is the reason why America survived and... The colonies came up is tobacco. Then they tried fucking making that illegal a while back. I don't remember exactly when. But how the fuck are you gonna fucking ban the one thing that made your country happen?
Yeah.
What, slavery? I thought they did.
They did? Oh, you guys, pick up, Captain. Go.
Somebody call me and tell them about that.
I think it's like another prohibition.
Give us free.
It could be another prohibition because they, you know, they tried about alcohol back in the day. Look how well that turned out.
They made the mafia.
Yeah. They just create a black market for it.
Exactly.
Just like the assault weapons ban.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That they're going to create.
That's what, exactly. I mean, the criminals are going to get their assault weapons no matter what.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Definitely. You can kill someone with a spoon. Assault with a deadly weapon is a charge that they'll put on anybody for kicking someone with a boot.
Or a rock. You grab a rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are ways to kill people without assault weapons.
Yeah.
But there is no way to rise up against your oppressors without the same weapons that they have, which are assault weapons.
And Token Squared showed me a quote that George Washington said about the Second Amendment regarding guns and shit.
Don't even try to quote it because you're...
I'm not going to try to quote it. Lie the quote away. But basically, sum it up was like, you know, you should have guns, basically.
Right? Let's read the quote.
You probably might have it on yours.
Well, yeah, I'll find it.
Anyways, so yeah, so my point of bringing that up is that...
Yeah, I got it right here.
It's like this.
Oh, never mind. So take a picture of your mom.
It's like the second. It's like the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, right? But again, these laws.
It's like the Second Amendment.
It is the Second. Whatever. You know what I meant.
I want tiger arms. I don't want bear arms.
What I'm saying though is, all these rules and laws were passed back in the day. We need to get away from that. Yeah. You want to read it? Since you
I get to read it?
Yeah.
Well, Captain can't read.
Exactly.
So he just got to pass it on.
All right. So, just a free people.
No. Say it like George Washington was saying.
Art thou didn't die. Okay. A free people ought not only be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to to abuse them, which would include their own government.
Okay, but when is your government going to attack you?
Martial law, like we talked about last time?
So you're going to go off and shoot cops, you know?
Well, cops are not martial law. That's actually the military.
Yeah, I know what it
cops
is, but I'm
for
saying...
the government, right?
Yeah. Because
they beat my ass. That's physical abuse. You want to talk about verbal abuse, financial abuse? What kind of abuse are you talking? Because the government is very abusive.
Well, racism or placism or what?
That's a good question, because you can define abuse as a lot of things.
Yes, you can.
Keeping the man down by making you make less money and you pay more taxes. Yeah, that's abuse.
That's kind of funny. I was saying, they have an interesting stat where, you know, wages have remained stagnant, but production has gone up, you know, 200% in, like, the last 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's
I believe
ridiculous.
It.
They want us to work harder, but not pay us more. It's fucking stupid.
and but a lot of things have changed too. So America used to be very much a production country where we used to make shit. We don't make anything
American
anymore.
American steel. Now it's all, you know, cheap. Yeah. Chinese
and all that kind of shit. So it doesn't make any sense that we don't make anything anymore.
Well, because the things we make suck. Really. I used to take pride in the fact made in the USA. You know, but now I see the shit that gets made here and it's just...
Like what?
Give me an example. Not that good.
Craftsman that you have to change.
I'll give you an example right along the lines of... Well, cars stepped it up a bit because they had to. But that shows you right there. They had the capability the whole time. They were just being greedy and didn't do it. Yeah, now they fell into the place where, you know, Ford is losing money, so now they got to pull their ace in the hole. Yeah. You know, and that's pretty shitty. But they make some dope cars right now.
Yeah. Well, Ford was the only one who didn't take
a bailout.
Right. But they were making shitty ass cars.
They were.
When they obviously could have been making good ones.
It's very true. Yeah, I completely agree, because European cars, then and now, have always been at the top, you know, as far as...
Not always.
Europeans abroad.
What I mean by category. is like...
I'm talking about cars.
I'm talking about, like, BMW kind of thing, you know.
German
engineering, as far as, you know, reliability, the quality of the build of the car.
Germany is known for that.
Yeah, Ford wasn't known for that back in the day. Look at the Explorers and shit, when everything was plastic.
Mercedes-Benz started...
It was in Germany, right?
Yeah, but where did it start?
I don't know.
It was the military.
Oh.
It was the planes, the Mercedes-Benz...
engines.
Yeah, they made the engines for the planes.
Okay.
And actually, one of those motherfuckers, I don't know if it's Mercedes or Benz, but one of them, we ended up getting them to work for us during the war. Huh. And we got them on our side.
We sold them.
He's actually the guy... That made the fat boy and the slim boy, whatever, you know, the fucking A-bombs.
Yeah.
That's the guy. It was either Mercedes or Benz, whatever. One of those two guys, though. Mm-hmm. You know, the two of them made it. We took one of them to us in America to build our shit, you know, like the Mustangs, shit like that. You know, he built our shit. Then he also is the one who actually built the atom bomb. So we stole Germany's best fucking guy.
Spies?
Yeah. Spy versus spy and shit. Yeah. And you know what his name was? James Bond.
I was with you until you said that.
Well, everything else was true except the James Bond part. But it was true though. That all that everything I just said is true.
Well, nowadays the German military, they still use like Mercedes Benz and shit. When you go to the desert, you see Mercedes Benz.
Are you kidding me? The American military uses Mercedes Benz.
Yeah, we do.
They're well made cars, but I'm all American as far as cars go. I'll never own a foreign car.
You shouldn't say that.
You'll never own like never. A supercar? I won't say never, but I mean my favorite cars are American cars.
But you would never own a supercar.
American supercar?
What Why? American supercar can match up to any European supercar?
Let's say the Viper?
Not at all.
Well, it's just the concept of cars or whatever. The purpose of the car, okay? Now, I'm an American, so I like to drag race.
Okay.
And I don't think there's a fucking European car... On Earth, they can hang with American drag racing cars.
I can name like four of them right now.
Not drag racing,
dude.
Drag racing?
Yeah.
I can name one right now that I would match
up. Okay, name.
Bugatti. That would beat anything in a drag race. It's a $2 million car, the fastest car in the world. In a straight line, that motherfucker would beat anything.
We're talking stock cars right there.
Yeah.
But the other American thing is, you own a car, you get it, you want to add to it, you know, and you make...
Your own custom.
More horsepower, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. And I just think the high torque, super inefficient American engines are awesome. I love them. And I wouldn't trade it for any European.
I watch a lot of Top Gear, so I don't know if you guys ever seen Top Gear before.
Yeah.
That's a good show, right? And they talk a lot about cars. And, you know, watching that show and then having my own opinion, American cars can't compete to them.
Especially, I think there's going to be those flyers like the Bugatti. And, you know, it just throws the data sample off. But on average, American cars are way more powerful than other...
They're powerful in a straight line.
Right.
But drag they can't turn where shit...
Cannot for nothing.
Yeah, you try to turn one of those motherfuckers,
I would not disagree die. There, yeah.
Yeah, so...
But I love that.
Yeah, I love that. I tend to agree with, you know, one of the main hosts of Top Gear, Richard Hammond... He says that BMWs are the best cars ever made.
That's the ultimate driving machine.
Yeah, I completely agree with that comment.
Best cars ever made. I don't know.
I truly agree with that. That those are the best cars ever made. So
how come you're not driving one?
Because I can't afford it. If I could afford it, I would be driving a BMW. But you know how much those things are? Even a 3 Series is fucking expensive. I can lease one, maybe. But that's
or
pointless.
Or buy it used.
Ah, I don't want to buy used. I don't like sitting in other people's stuff. So.
Well, you sit on other people's junk all the time.
No, I don't. I knew some gay shit was going to be said about that.
Yeah. It's
how do we go from gun control to that? I have no idea.
Talking about controlling someone's gun.
Well, I want to, you know, since this will lead us to our next topic, which is, you know, they always say our music, movies, or TV shows are video games. There's always a corporate of evil out there that say that these are the ones, these are the things that are making kids kill each other. Is because they watch too many movies.
Ain't
they watch
rap music.
They watch too many fucking, you know, they play too many video games or something. You know, even with that kid, that the Sidney Hook guy. They went back to his house and they said it was because it's Modern Warfare 3. Like, he was playing it day and night, and that's what gave him the idea to go shoot kids. Do you agree with that at all?
Well, I don't remember the level where they break into a kindergarten class
and shoot everybody.
So I'm going to have to say no.
I agree with it 100%.
Really?
100%.
Why?
Well, just take it, for example. I'll just throw a scenario out there right off the top of my head. Have you ever been in love? And someone tells you, hey, she's not right for you, blah, blah, blah. But you don't see it. You know, you're in the situation. You don't see it. So that's all of us, because we all play video games, watch violent movies. We're in there, so of course we can't see it. But let's be real. You think it's cool, right?
What?
Shooting?
Violence.
Yeah, of course.
In video games. Yeah. Think it's cool. So you can obviously see how some weaker-minded person would think it's cool and act out on it. Even if it's not fully registering with them in their coherent mind,
yeah.
You know, that influence is back there. It's definitely there.
I guess. I mean, I can see your point because, like, if like a kid's listening to rap music and he hears Lil Wayne sounding, you know, he's saying he sold like 10 pounds of drugs and made this money, you know, he's going to think, because he's weaker minded, like, oh man, I can do that. But no, you can't because Lil Wayne never did that.
Yeah. But I personally was raised where my parents let me see a lot of stuff and told me the difference. And, you know, I tend to disagree with it now because I feel like as soon as I saw those things, I wanted to do them.
Really?
Yeah, of course. You don't do drugs. It'll do this to you. Well, I'm going to do them and see.
Just try it out. Let's test it.
You know?
I don't know. My parents were the same way. My parents never sheltered me from watching scary movies.
Well, sheltered people end up being the worst ones.
They do.
Yeah. Yes.
But I didn't go out. I didn't want to go out and try shit, though. Like, go shoot a bunch of people or try drugs or anything.
It's really always hard to pinpoint the source.
Yeah, but I always seen the bad effects of drugs and shit. Like, people getting addicted to that shit. And
my fucking cheeseburger's got bad effects, but I'm not going to stop eating it.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, of course. I don't know, but I see your point, you know.
Well, check this out. How many 10-year-old kids, when you grew up, you were 10, how many of those 10-year-old kids knew how to put a clip in a gun, lock it, and load it?
None.
All of them do now because of Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
All of them
now,
do. So,
But, again, you know,
so you blame it on video games? Is that what you're saying?
It's not the prime motivator, but it ain't helping.
It's not the point. I think video games are not the main cause of it.
No,
it's society and then the pressure that was built on them. You know, but video game doesn't make you go out there and wanna.
It's a heavy influence, man. You gotta see.
Well, that's
influence.
Not true. Now I kind of agree with Aladocious because I remember playing Tony Hawk for the first time.
Can you skate like that?
You know, and I wasn't a great skateboarder, but you know,
it hyped you up.
You know, I mean, I can like get up a curb and like get on a rail for a couple seconds. But I played Tony Hawk, and I'm riding the rail for like an hour doing kick flips and fucking heel flips to the fucking do a 360 impossible, landing that shit, and it's fucking just flying down a ramp. So I got done playing that, and the first thing I did was fucking almost break my fucking leg because I figured I can fucking do this shit.
It's easy on the game. I can do it in my life.
And to bring it back, let's talk about now, if we did get a virtual reality system Like we're talking about already. What would that influence do to people?
Wow. Maybe it'll take it away.
Wow.
You got to think of it. Maybe it'll take it away to they get their brains get overloaded. That's a good counterpoint. With it.
And you go ahead and get that. Yeah, you flushed
out your system. Yeah, you get the satisfaction over, and that's it.
You know what? Here's another thing. Just throwing it out there. It's kind of stupid, and people are going to skip it anyway. But just to cover people's asses, you know, video gamers. I'm sure they have it already on there. It's like a quick. You know how you're playing a game and you're just hitting XXX, you know, getting past all the fucking words that are on there. There needs to be a thing where fucking they explain to you like a couple of times, like. Make it, like, where it's annoying to where you have to fucking read, like, don't fuck around, you know, or something, you know, along those lines.
A warning label, really?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They do it for movies and stuff, you know?
Not really.
Do you think it would help, though?
No.
Seriously?
I was just throwing it out there.
Yeah, because you gotta look at it this way. Dude. Most people are just gonna be annoyed by that shit.
Yeah.
And not buy the game. Because...
It's not gonna. Very little stops people from buying the things they want. Mm-hmm. We've seen that.
Yeah, it's true.
So. Just buy cigarettes.
But you know they have FBI warnings in front of movies and shit about don't copyright this movie.
Does that stop you?
It stops no one.
Hell no.
No one.
That
no
just makes one, you seem cooler.
Exactly. They have do not copy this film on the bottom of movies and people copy them all the time.
But you know what? The ones that copy, that shit never gets onto the copy.
Yeah. True.
They dropped the ball there.
Yeah, so it's their fault. Their fault. So it's... Yeah.
No, you can sorry, sir. This one didn't have that on there, right. So I went ahead and copied it.
I got a pass.
I think with media and stuff like that, it's a free market. If somebody really enjoys your piece of media, whether it be a TV show, a movie, a music or whatever, if you're truly good, they're going to go out and buy it. Once, you know...
That's
but first they're going to download it. That's a lie. But then they'll buy it.
Like a motherfucker.
No, they won't. I don't know. Some the last might. CD I bought.
I feel that they're all artists. And most artists don't get rich until after they're dead. And that's just the way it is. Because when you paint a painting, everybody can see it now, motherfucker. Only one person can buy it. Get out of here. You know, artists in whatever sense, I believe, are not supposed to be this rich.
Well, let's take music for
example. Starving artists.
Right.
Let's take music, for example, right? Yeah, all right. Say... Nobody really buys their music, okay? Mm-hmm. iTunes, whatever. Maybe they do one song, two songs. That's about it.
Some people do. I call them douchebags.
They make their money from concerts, so that covers them that area. Because if you really, if you're that good, I want to go see you in a concert. Then mm-hmm. I can't steal that.
I agree.
There's no way you can steal that. That's
where
you
should be making the majority of your money. It's concert. It's an awesome environment.
Yeah,
so you want to go to that experience.
Yeah, and if you can do it live, then you deserve to be able to sell. You know,
and there's no way of stealing that.
It's actually a good idea. I think of my rock band. I'm gonna start giving all my music away for free, and more people want to go to my concerts and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I gotta start a rock band.
You gotta be good first off.
Yeah. I gotta learn how to play an instrument first.
But movies, there's still no.
You can ask Sleeper how to play the skin flute. He's pretty good at that.
No, from what I heard, he's not that good.
The clip flute. Yeah, he tries to play that pretty good.
He tries pretty hard.
I don't know how to play the clip flute.
He's good enough, but I'm not going to call him anymore.
Fuck you.
I'm only going to pay for half the taxi cab.
But let's take
fare. Go into sleep mode.
let's take movies for example. It's. You have to, if you enjoy a movie that much, you want that theater kind of atmosphere to go watch it in.
Really, I think with loud people talking and
well, it's better. It's
farting and crying and shit.
Yeah. I don't want that. My home theater system is the shit. That's where I want to watch everything.
All right.
I go to the movies to get my woman out the house. That's the only reason I'll ever go.
I go to the movies to blow $40-$50 for no reason.
If I have too much money, I go to the movies.
Yeah, it's expensive.
No shit. It's really
what the
expensive.
Fuck am I do with all this money? Got it.
Movies. Yeah.
But there's some experiences that you still want to, I still want to, you know, be in a movie theater and experience
it's
it.
It's nice seeing
the Dark Knight. I was in the movie theater. That's what I wanted to visually.
Get shot.
Another reason theaters are not good.
That's where I wanted to go watch it, you know. Let's take the movies out right now.
Dude, YOLO. You gotta watch out, all right?
What?
You gotta fucking stay home. Lock yourself up. Mm-hmm. Furniture, two words.
Killing machines.
Whatever.
Don't do anything.
Yeah.
Well, TV shows, you know, I don't know how they're still making their money because...
Advertising.
Yeah, advertisement, you're right, but most people DVR that shit and fast forward through the commercials.
Yup.
So
the company still pays.
They just got smarter in their advertising, because tell me, when the commercial comes on, within 15 seconds, you know the product already.
Yeah.
Even if you're fast-forwarding through with it, you're going to know the product.
Well, most people are smart about it, too. And if the commercial is entertaining, you'll catch yourself watching them before you fast-forward. So the ones that are succeeding, like Carl's Jr. and all that, you get the point. What do they have? Something to catch your attention. They have like a hot chick.
Hot chick.
Butt naked or almost naked. Yeah, sex naked, going on. Sure. They got two people that you really like to watch on TV making some comedy jokes. So you're like, oh, this fucking Will Ferrell. What does he have to say? Yeah. Oh, I'm selling fucking Whoppers, you know? Yeah. Fuck, maybe I should get a Whopper. I'd be like, Will Ferrell, you know? he's got to be smarter advertisers.
Yeah.
Subliminal.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that I think having this free market is a good thing, because it forces people who are creative to be that more creative. Well, to come up with things that people actually would want to go out their way and buy or do.
I agree. Yeah. And it's a bit of karma in the music industry, because they put out a bad product called the CD. It skips, it scratches, it's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And y'all made a lot of money off it. Well, now here's the get back. You know, you put
pretty much.
Put it on digital. Now everything digital is free.
Yeah, exactly.
It's karma.
It forces them to be that much better. Instead of one song being good on a whole album, every song has to be good.
But it kind of fucked us over as consumers also, because now they can't afford, the industry can't afford to have a bunch of artists, so they give us, you know, a handful of artists and say, you have to like them. This is what we're going to give you, that's it. You know, and that's why you got to stray away from anything with a big record label on it.
Yeah, go
you know, find the underground music.
Well, YMCB used to be good. Now they're not.
Who?
YMCB.
YMCA. Young Money.
YMCB.
It's the Village People.
YMCB. Young Money, Cash Money, Billionaires.
What? They used to be good.
The record label back then.
Let me tell you something. They were never good.
When Drake came out with his first record.
When who?
Drake.
Oh my God.
Drake was never good.
Drake was never good either.
His album was good.
Drake.
I'm not saying he's like the best rapper.
You are garbage.
Drake is one of the ones that they want to shove down your throat.
Careful.
Take your ass.
Throw a bottle at you.
Oh, you can take his ass back to Degrassi. Get back in his wheelchair.
Yeah. Go back to fucking Disney Channel.
He started from the bottom, but no, he didn't. That fucker, he was.
He
was from Degrassi. He was a rich kid. Come on.
I don't know what to say about that.
Nothing wrong with being a rich kid. If you got talent, you got talent, right?
But
usually when I listen to rap music, it's not so much to be entertained like when I listen to my rock music, just to be entertained. It's to be educated, more or less.
By rap?
Yeah.
Wait, you want to be educated when you listen to your music?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Like, what do you get when you add 2 + 2? 4, motherfucker.
Didn't know
four.
That.
It's really the last
learn something new every day.
The last media source that we have as a people to know what's going on. You know, in other people's areas, because the news lies to you. You know, I'm not gonna say music doesn't lie to you, but you get a feel of what's going on, where they came from. You know, they put their heart and soul in that shit.
The good music.
I can understand what you're saying, but have you ever heard of a rapper called Immortal Technique?
Yes.
Yeah.
Immortal Technique.
What I'm saying is, his message gets in the way of too much of his music. So yes. I can't enjoy his music because he's always trying
to
preach to
too
me.
Much. Yes.
Yeah. So right. Stop preaching to me.
Well, there's a balance with everything.
Immortal Technique is super political. That's it.
Yes, yeah. And he's some of the shit he doesn't know what the
I don't like
talking
him.
About.
I'm not a fan. You know, he's got talent and stuff, but it's not what I want to listen to when I jump in my
car. But it's the same thing with all these, you know, those fucking TV hosts, Fox News hosts and shit like that. You know, like... what's his name? I can't fucking think of his name right now.
Dallas Raines.
No.
Bill Nye, the science guy?
What the
Bill
fuck
Nye,
is his
the
name,
science
dude?
Guy.
Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, close.
Oh, the O'Reilly factor, huh?
You know, Rush Limbaugh, all these motherfuckers. They push their fucking ideas and thoughts into dumb motherfuckers' heads that get embedded, and they take them for their word.
Oh, you know who's my favorite? Nancy fucking Grace.
She's dumb, too.
She's
she
the
is
dumbest
fucking
of the
dumb. And so is that Ann Kutcher girl, whatever the fuck her name
Nancy
is.
Nancy Grace is the dumbest of the dumb. She'll just like get on there and yell, what do you think? And then the person will tell her, well, you're fucking wrong.
Yeah,
you're an idiot. Yeah.
And these are the people that they try to push down your throat. Like you said, there's certain people in the news that they try to push down your throat. And for us people who have a brain and can think for ourselves, we know it's bullshit. But they keep pushing it like this is the truth. And it's not the truth whatsoever. It's bullshit.
I like Robin Meade. She's hot as fuck.
Robin
Meade from CNN.
Oh yeah, yeah. I like.
She was like Miss Ohio or something.
Is she? Junior, yeah. What's that guy's? I can't think of his name right now. Mortar Technique just did an interview with him. Fucking something Paul. He went on. He made fun of that British guy. He went on that British guy show and like fucking yelled at him about gun control and shit. Mm-hmm. Told him to go back to his country. Anyways, that guy too. He's a dick. And they don't know what they're talking about. Let's get off that subject, though. Do you guys care about any of the award shows? Oscars? Any of that shit?
We're supposed to, aren't we?
Don't give a fuck!
We're supposed to. I don't give a fuck about it, honestly. That's what I'm trying to say.
It's kind of
I don't
stupid.
Believe in the Oscars.
Yeah, it's. I think that's one of those money games, too, you know? It's yeah. like, fucking well, Jay-Z and Beyonce are going to win everything because they're going to pay for everything, you know?
Right. They create their own economy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's bullshit because they can't even wear, like, sexy outfits, so... Why is anyone going to watch it?
They won't. But apparently 1 billion people watch the fucking Oscars. Why? I never
understood
that.
It's just something, you know, it's the thing of the... you know women, right? Women, modern American women right now, whatever MTV tells them, they're going to do. If yeah. that's the thing in the news, on Facebook, if that's the thing of the time, that's what they want to do. So that's what it is. You know, they... flip that on and you know, have their party or go about their day and that's running in the background, fine. You know, it's a current events. That's yeah. all it is. It's just current events. And I've never been one for the popularity thing. I stray away from it with intention. You know, but...
yeah, I'm saying that why... Do. They get rewards for doing their job. I don't get a reward for doing my job.
Well, sometimes yeah, you do.
Well, you don't do it well.
Well, I do. I do get a reward. There's awards, but... Not
you
necessarily.
Lie. You lie.
You are
it's
a
not necessarily
liar.
For doing my job, though.
So every time you talk, you lie.
Listen, it's not for actually my job.
Not every time he talks, just when his mouth's open.
Oh, okay.
Listen, it's not for me sitting there and doing my job. It's okay, from, like, other shit, like fitness award and shit like that.
Well, we know you didn't
I promise you, that's what it is. Like, officer of the year
how
or
many,
some other
how
shit.
How many
some,
do you have?
Enlisted of the year and fucking
so,
all that.
You're talking about, so, like, best actor? Of the year.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no, well,
just saying. Just
but
what, kind of.
Okay,
exactly
do you get an award for
saying.
your job?
Yes,
you do.
Biggest dick of the year. You get that shit every year.
Hit your ass. Yeah, you're right.
You are a dick.
You know,
you're
saying?
The biggest dick this year.
No, you don't. You don't get an award for your job, but, do you? There's no award for your job. Is there
yeah.
really?
Yeah, every fucking Friday.
I'm saying
and it is
you
awesome.
Don't get recognition like they do. Right.
Well, so what?
So
that's what I'm saying.
TV.
Why is there?
Okay, you know why?
I'll tell you why.
I'm
proud of you guys.
Golden
are,
fucking statue.
I do get little certificates, but you know what?
It's called Father's Day.
It's not even about that. You know why? This is. I honestly, I'm gonna say this and make you sound stupid because the same thing
no,
like you were trying to say the other day. Okay. Why are we watching the actors on TV get their awards? Because guess what we do? We watch the actors on TV. So yeah, we're gonna fucking watch them. Are they watching you do your job?
No.
Am I watching you do your job? No, so I'm not gonna fucking watch you get your award either. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. All
right, good point.
Yeah, exactly. You're done. Next subject.
I like the concept of the awards just to remind me of what went on that year.
That's a good point.
I like the performances.
Yeah, performances
sometimes.
Are good. MTV used to be really good back in the day with performances.
MTV used to be dope.
Yeah,
nowadays. It used to be good when they had music.
Garbage.
Music television.
Yeah,
now it should be RTV.
Yeah, it's fucking
retarded
garbage,
television.
Dude.
Jersey Shore TV.
Oh, you guys are going to be listening to this probably Monday or Tuesday. And for those of you who don't know, first girls to ever fight in the UFC just happened.
No, not to ever fight.
In the UFC?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the first main event.
I thought it was the first girl.
It was the first main event.
What about old Gina Carano? Didn't she fight in the UFC? I know she was
Strikeforce,
but I think she was UFC too.
No. How do you think she won the fucking... How do you think she challenged for the fucking belt? Then you go abracadabra, you get a belt.
Yeah, dude.
They already fucking
had
a championship.
She had her... No.
Oh my God. This is... I hate
we watched the same fight.
I know we watched the same fight.
And did you not hear any of the commentary before it?
That was the first time that... It was like the main fight of the night.
I'm fucked up.
Of course. How the fuck did she get all those wins?
Because Strikeforce.
They made it up?
No, she was in Strikeforce before.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so what was the question about this anyway?
No, I'm just I want to point that out to our listeners. What'd you guys think
it
of the fight?
It was not the first girl fight at UFC.
I just opened one.
What'd you guys think of the fight though?
Shitty.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible.
Really?
Rigged. Yeah, it was rigged as fuck.
I thought it was beginner level. It's very fucking amateur.
Very.
Because we know, as wrestlers, fighters here, the basic of basic moves. First thing came out, what's the stupidest move ever? Head and arm.
Oh, yeah.
They came out with a head and arm and threw it down. And then, yes, the arm bar. The arm bar, a basic, basic move.
Every move or every fight in the first round with an arm bar.
It's a basic, basic move.
So who's right about the first girl?
That was the first
counter. You will lose to them.
She's not a fighter.
Oh, she's hot, though.
That girl was the first girl in the first girl in the UFC. I just searched for it in Google. First girl in the UFC. Boom. I was right.
But you got to
start first girl. That wasn't the first fight, though.
I'm not sure what I think about women in the MMA sports, you know, because it's kind of, it's awkward. All right, I like how they did it. They put them last, because it's kind of hot.
Well, they're made,
but I don't want to go from that, then to back to watching dudes, then to watching girls, and it's just, it's too much for me. I can't keep up.
Check out The Ultimate Surrender. That's a good one. Basically the same thing, but
you don't think they can hold the same like a main event like the way guys will fight.
You're an idiot.
No,
the first fight was in December, and she got the belt.
Not in the UFC though.
UFC crowned first female champion this time. The first
they didn't crown
even if
her
that was true. I was right because I said she was the first girl to fight in the UFC.
He gave her the belt.
What'd I say?
You gotta have a champion. You know, you got to have a champion, so they gave her the belt. They said, okay, we'll just start here. You're the champion. Bam, done.
Because of Strikeforce
she
wins.
Didn't win a fight to get the championship. She's the first champion, so you just got to start somehow.
Yeah.
So they gave her the belt.
How many wins does she have?
Fine.
I don't know. But she was a Strikeforce fighter. I know that for a fact, just like the other girl.
I was kind of unimpressed with her, and I thought she had to have outweighed the other chick by at least 15 pounds.
Oh,
I mean,
for sure.
Yeah, she did outweigh the chick.
There's no way that they both weighed the same. I'm sorry. That's why I'm saying his rigged comment, I believe that too. She's a pretty face to put up there. You don't want to have an ugly chick there. You know,
yeah,
so you
she wins every round in the first round of the armbar.
The armbar,
yeah.
23-0.
Yeah. 12. She'll get beat. She'll get beat. And it's fine if you're starting out. It's a publicity thing, sure. You know, take the business side of it.
I just want somebody to go out there and kick your right in the fucking nose.
Like,
it'll
fight
happen.
Like, actually fight.
That's what we do know about the UFC is nobody keeps the title for very long.
Yeah.
You know?
What's his name, dude?
Matt Hughes used to keep it. Matt Hughes.
No,
Hughes.
A lot. But still, in the grand scheme of
old
things,
guy.
How many years was
Couture,
it?
Couture, right? Couture?
Yeah, not very long.
It's not
it's
like
long.
Boxing.
Couture is
boxing
long.
Is rigged.
GSP.
And that's another comment. That's another thing I want to ask you guys.
Anderson Silva?
Do you think these guys get the same amount of respect as a boxer does?
I think they get more respect, but less pay.
From the media and everybody, you think they get more?
Oh, definitely. Not
really?
Back in the day, but now.
Yeah,
now, you don't even hear about boxing barely.
No, you don't.
You know, like, right now, if everyone was to, if we were to ask our listeners to name three active fighters,
boxers,
you would hear, or boxers, man. You hear Pacquiao, Mayweather, and
Tyson. And he don't even fucking
box.
Yeah.
you're gonna hear someone that's not fighting no more,
yeah. Oscar De La Hoya. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, you're right. But I feel that, you know, until a UFC fighter can get as much as a main event as like a Pacquiao kind of fight, it's not going to be considered.
It'll never happen. They designed
why?
It that way.
Dana
because
White.
They learned their lesson from boxing.
Mm-hmm.
They learned the business side of it. Oh, we can take all this money and not have to give it to the fighter? Let's do that.
Yeah.
But with boxing, it was already established. You can't change it now.
And there's way more in UFC than there was in boxing. Boxing pretty much was a ring. Two guys fought. In UFC, you see all kinds of shit going down. You know what I mean? They got way more, you know, like sound effects, you could say. There's way more shit going on in the ring. Obviously, their medical bill is probably way more insane than a fucking boxing medical bill. You know what I mean?
I don't think a lot of people know exactly what we're talking about. Boxers make way more than UFC fighters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's
way more.
It's like a $1.2 million purse, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a fight. That's $1 million for one fight.
Why? When
they get
UFC obviously has more fans. More sponsors, more. Why is that?
Well,
I think more money should go to the athletes.
Because of
Daniel White.
Because of Daniel White. You just said it. It's because of him.
Yeah,
it all goes in his pocket.
Yeah.
So
is it his pocket or is it
well, his and his
minions?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the most a UFC fighter gets is what, 50? Well, the bonus he gets is a $50,000 bonus for the fight of the night or something, or knockout of the night.
Well, what they should do is they should all just branch off and start their own fucking thing. All of them unionize and start their own.
I agree.
And that will get corrupt.
I agree with
everything
that.
Everything gets corrupted.
I was going to say, UFC, I mean, it's not, I don't want to say this and like sound wrong, it's kind of still baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It hasn't really grown.
I completely
to where
agree with that.
You know it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a monster pretty soon. It's going to be way bigger than boxing. You know what I'm saying? But right now, it's still kind of baby. Yeah. It's a baby still.
I completely agree with that. I think...
And like you said, the first fucking big main event with a female in it, two females in it, was on Friday. Was it Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was the first one. So, I mean, that shows how new... This
yeah,
shit is, you know
that's
right?
What you're saying, because boxing, it's locked in. Ain't shit gonna change.
Yeah.
UFC, there's gonna be a lot of changes ahead of us.
That's why I agree with Token Squared. I mean, I think they should unionize and go off on their own paths and start making, demanding more money. Demanding that.
They tried that.
I think fighters like Sylvia, fucking St. Pierre, they can demand that kind of money.
That's why Couture fucking retired, because he wasn't getting paid enough. He was making a stand for him, but other people, you know, were too pussy to do it, and...
Right. Definitely.
Didn't stand behind it.
There's always those scabs, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking pussy motherfuckers. What? That's what holds America back.
That's what
just like this assault weapons ban. They want to take our weapons. Who's going to stand up? Nobody.
That's why.
Guaranteed. But hey, me too. I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to be that first motherfucker.
Dorner.
Hey.
Yeah, kind of.
Rest in peace, my nigga.
Mm-hmm. Were you going to say Whiskey Pete?
I forgot.
He heard Dorner and he got excited. He's like,
I think UFC fighters deserve those big purses, just like boxers do.
Oh, of course. They deserve it more than boxers.
They definitely do.
How often do you see a boxer get his leg kicked in half? You know what I mean? Or his knee blown
out
from a kick.
I don't know if
it doesn't happen because they can't kick in boxing.
I don't know if you guys heard. I don't know exactly the exact thing behind it, but you know a boxing glove is a lot thicker than a UFC glove, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're saying that a boxer, like, I'd say two guys, one's in boxing, one's in UFC. Okay, at the end of his career, the boxer will have gotten way more damage done to him and to his body than a UFC fighter because you're taking these blows, I guess, in boxing, and it's being padded. So most of your shit you're getting is internal. You're not seeing it through the body. You know, the head's still shaking, the brain's still moving around. But in UFC, it's a smaller thing. So when you're getting hit, blood's getting splattered. It's obvious, and they'll stop the fight or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And usually it's external. And, you know, you can fix that. When shit's internal... Homeboy looks fine, but inside of his fucking head's bleeding, but they don't know because he's not showing no signs. You know, ends up just going away. That keeps happening to that motherfucker. Then we got a problem. In UFC, the inside of his head might be bleeding, but so is the outside, so the guy knows, hey, we should probably check this motherfucker's brain. They'll be able to fix it more.
I've got two things to say about that. It is a well-known fact that the UFC is safer. It's much safer.
Yeah.
They stop it faster. And, you know, this thing that you're talking about the punching, I've heard that you can hit somebody way harder with a glove on, because you're going to put more into it, because you know you're not going to hurt yourself.
Yeah, it's harder to break your hand.
Second thing is, I don't give a fuck. Y'all get paid millions. That's why.
Because you get injured that bad.
So, okay. Football players, too. I mean, come on.
You know what you signed up for. Fuck off.
I agree. You know, I that's a good point. I didn't think of it like that. Internally, they do get a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Taking fucking hit after hit.
That's what I'm paying to see.
Yeah.
I'm paying to see you, you know, be okay and live a fucking happy life.
And then you become Muhammad Ali after the end of your career. So,
well, I think that somebody poisoned him or sabotaged him. That is just too weird.
Back in the day, maybe.
They did some dirty things back then.
But, you know, UFC is going to get there, you know, and like you said.
Well, no, because think about Muhammad Ali. Remember his fighting style? He'd let you punch him like 30 times.
Yeah.
True that, but, I mean, it's just...
That shit kind of
give it to me. Like Captain Sweeper on a Sunday night. Give it to me in the face.
No.
Put it in my face.
No. Yeah, I'm saying that to girls. Yeah, you're right. I say that to girls all the time.
You want girls to put someone else's dick on your face?
No, dickhead.
Are you trying to
a girl? Yeah. Put the dick on your face.
It still makes you gay.
I don't sleep with girls that have dicks. So,
I know you don't sleep with girls.
I sleep with many of girls. Oh, yeah. There's
men and what?
Shut up.
Man, girls?
I don't sleep with any... What? What did I
girls.
Say?
Girls.
That's what you said.
I did it.
Yes, you said that out loud.
Next subject.
No. Let me clear this up.
Fuck, they caught me.
What? I mean, I only sleep with girls.
Freudian slip?
Yeah. I only sleep with women. How about that? Let's go with that.
Yeah. Really? Women. Let's be specific. Because
you're single, so you probably sleep by yourself.
That's
a lot.
But I get to sleep with women when...
When it happens,
yeah. So I don't have to...
But I'm waiting for that special someone. Yeah.
5 a year, that's pretty good. That's not bad.
5 a week is pretty good.
Have you guys seen these fucking Harlem Shake videos on the internet?
I see them, but I don't ever watch them. I don't even know what the fuck it is.
I only clicked on one.
I don't even know what it is.
I didn't know what it is either, and I was... Because I'm against mainstream shit.
Yeah.
So when I see them all, I'm like, fuck it. But yeah. I did click on one. It's kind of cool.
It's so what it is, it's like, you know how Gangnam Style, that fucking song, was like very popular? So this is the new Gangnam Style. It's one person.
Not really. This is better.
Well, it's better, yeah.
Harlem Shake's been out for years. I mean,
but this is a different one. Okay. So what it is like a whole group, a whole crowd, right? And then one guy with the always has to have like a fucking helmet on, covering his face. He starts out dancing, right? And then to the song, the Harlem Shake, it's like coming from Spain or something. And then he starts dancing to it, and then all of a sudden
Time out. That was from Harlem. How does Spain make a Harlem?
I have no idea.
It's from Harlem.
Don't ask me.
Almost positive it's from Harlem.
No, I understand.
It is a Latin beat.
I understand where the actual style came from.
It's always to the same song.
But yeah, just look up Harlem Shake. You'll find one video, and you'll know it exactly. So it's one person dancing, and then all of a sudden the beat drops, and everybody goes crazy and starts dancing.
Or doing just weird random shit.
Yeah, or just
it's not random an actual shit. Dance, as just everybody
just going
losing
fucking it. Crazy and doing craziness.
So when you put that into certain scenarios, like say an office building, it has comical effect. Ha ha!
Or like
it's the new trendy thing.
And then like every branch of the military has one. Like you look for one for Air Force, fucking Harlem Shake, and. Marines and Army, and everybody fucking has one.
Whatever happened to planking?
See, there's like a new fab like every fucking month, it seems like.
Yeah.
Like, how do people keep up with this shit?
YouTube?
Yeah, so we're looking at one right now.
And this one is in some type of like dance studio with a wood floor, white walls. Oh, and they got
agency.
Modeling agency. Yeah, they got picture cameras and shit.
It's Playboy. Bunnies.
This one's called Ultimate Harlem Shake Compilation 2013.
So I don't understand what all they're doing is nothing.
Yeah, but this is like a horrible one to look at. This is like the one that initiated.
This is the one I saw, actually.
This is the one that...
Right now we're looking at military.
Yeah, it's like the Soviet
formation
military.
In the snow.
One guy's dancing.
Yeah.
He's in the middle of the ranks.
And
dancing.
As soon as the beat drops, all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the beat hasn't gone. What the fuck?
Yeah,
this is
exactly.
Retarded.
So it's
really dumb. Is he in a body bag?
Yes.
Why? Where do these skis come from?
No, that's the thing. That's the Harlem Shake.
Okay.
So it's funny.
It is funny. You know?
I can get tired of it pretty quickly.
So this one dude's just dancing. Everyone else is just kind of chilling. Okay. See, I don't understand. So it's like the screen cuts away.
Yeah.
And then it's like, boom.
Everyone.
No one actually
is supposed to know that. It's supposed to be magical.
Yeah, it's supposed to be magical.
Right.
You gotta look up the firefighter one.
That's not a good one, because obviously it's just...
The
firefighting one
is the best one, I think.
The firefighting one, huh? What are they doing that?
Dude, it's fucking hilarious. You gotta...
They're in like a kid's bedroom. One guy's just getting down in front of the TV. Everyone's like passed out. Playing fucking Xbox. One guy's sleeping. Another guy's sitting on... Oh, shit.
Yeah. There's one, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's one, too, with this guy. And it's,
these guys are idiots.
This guy's, like, fucking pouring milk on himself.
We're gonna have to do
it's
that
It's fucking
shit
hilarious, dude.
I gotta see what's happening here. This guy's wearing a box on his head. In an empty fucking concert hall. Or basketball court or something.
Doing the pelvic thrust.
Doing a pelvic thrust to some lady.
Is that guy rolling? Or is she rolling a joint?
She's like rolling a joint, or she's texting on a joint. Oh, now it was a concert.
That was
badass. That's
isn't
actually
it?
Pretty
it's,
dope.
It's pretty dope.
That's a little different, yeah.
There's about 10,000 people behind it.
Yeah, it gets crazy and crazier. Like, there's two that are fucking.
That dude's just standing there? He's just standing there with a fucking Viking hat on.
Yeah, you got
dentist office. All right. Oh, yeah. We're
done with the Harlem Shake. So, Harlem Shake. I just wanted to get you guys...
I'm a fan.
Officially a fan. So, I can understand, like, fads and stuff. Planking was a big one you just mentioned.
Yeah, that's way cooler, though.
Yeah, but this one is...
You have to coordinate that with a bunch of people, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. They did one for MIT. It was, like 1,000 people, and it just... All fucking going crazy. That's insane.
I'm never gonna get over the guy in a body bag. He's
wiggling around like a worm.
So you know, could anybody ever predict the next fab? No. So it's impressive. Anyways, moving on from that, what movies did you guys see this week? We'll start around the horn. We'll start with you, Whiskey Pete. Even if it's old, I know you've seen a couple.
You know what? There's a couple I saw. I saw a couple with you, but the one I want to bring up the most is. We're talking about old school Disney movies, and specifically, I want to talk about, I watched the original Peter Pan this week.
Oh, okay.
The original Peter Pan.
Yeah, I remember it.
And it just, it's funny to me, because I'm watching it with my kids and everything, and I watched it as a kid, and I thought nothing of it, but now that I'm an adult watching it, I'm realizing right off the bat, the first thing I noticed is Tinkerbell's dress is pretty skanky. For being a cartoon character, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you can see her underwear the whole time.
Camel toes hanging out.
Yeah. And the whole time, you know, she's trying to be like, a little seductive fairy. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And, I noticed that right off the bat. Like, that's kind of weird and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Then it was like a mermaid scene. Well, the mermaids are naked. And, they make the mermaids sound like slutty girls. Oh, Peter... Oh, like, you're so funny, Peter. Like, they're all, like, slutty girls. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the girl... So, like, right off the bat... And then, you know, you got the old school... The way it was back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's old school shows that, like, you know, they still say, like they'll say, like, nigger and boy and shit like that. These are old TV shows that are still airing, but they're made back in the day, so no one cares. You know what I'm saying? But this is another thing. Peter Pan, he's talking to Wendy... Hey, woman, tie my shirt, like, sew my shadow on, you know? Get to it, woman, you know? Wow. It's just funny. If you, like, go back and watch these old movies, old shows, on how, politically incorrect they were. But you didn't notice it. And you probably would have never noticed it if we didn't try to be so politically correct nowadays.
That's a good point.
Now you go back and, like, oh, that was horrible. It wasn't back then when we first watched it. You didn't even fucking notice.
Yeah, and what's that? The one with the whale.
Oh, but you know, oh yeah, Captain Hook is openly killing people.
Yeah, that's
like shooting them in the face and everything in the cartoons.
Awesome. Yeah. What's that one with the Pinocchio?
Oh yeah.
They had whores in that movie. Do you know that? Like on that street when they went to the street and like fucking they were trying to find Pinocchio. They had a whorehouse there with whores like standing outside. So you're completely right about that. Back in the day, it was magical to us because we were kids. You know, when we were just seeing it, just like
and now it's reality.
Yeah, now it's reality. No one
said nothing about it. But yeah. I guarantee, if Disney was to make a cartoon today and they have half of what their old cartoons did, then there'd be a big old public riot about it.
Yeah, I completely agree.
It's because of purity rings.
Purity rings.
That brings up a good point, though. Now that you said that, all right, you know, cartoons have obviously changed now. They used to be drawings. Now they're all animation. Do you feel like there's something missing still?
Big time. And I couldn't put my finger on it. My daughter was watching Bratz, the cartoon, you know?
Yeah.
It's computer animated, and it looks pretty good, but there's just something missing. I couldn't tell what it was. It wasn't the resolution, because it's really clear, crisp. It wasn't the refresh rate, because it was good fluid movement. I would say, if I had to, it was... the rendering, because everything was like one solid color, and it was just that, and the plot is just bullshit. The plot.
I think they put less work into it.
Yeah,
they put more work into the actual fucking making of the movie than they actually do the story.
That's... My favorite cartoon of all time is Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry's good.
That was pretty good.
I like Roadrunner and Coyote. Come on.
Again, for the same reason, you know, because it's silent.
Yeah,
and the actions speak for themselves.
Well, I mean, come on.
Yeah, beep beep. So I think, you know, Pixar was the main company that pretty much just wiped out all artists and, you know, in the form of actually drawing shit up. They don't do that anymore.
Actually, that's kind of why I like anime. Japanese anime is pretty sweet because
they still draw it up.
Oh yeah,
really?
Yeah,
it's impressive.
And it looks actually, you can add more stuff. I mean, because you get that artist feel and type of thing. It's not.
It makes it look a little different, and I think the storyline on it too is just so much better. The movie I saw that reminds me of is when they still were drawing, when they try to come out with Tarzan. You know, remember Tarzan? They try to come out with that, like, kind of like a 3D kind of thing where he's sliding down the tree. So shit like that, I think, is missing from animation. You know, but you can't knock Toy Story. Toy Story is great plots for each and every movie.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have your ups to everything. Yeah, Toy Story, Cars.
Finding Nemo was
well, the thing about it is even Cars, I'm sure it's computer animated too. It is. But it looks like a drawing, you know what I'm saying? It looks more like a drawing.
But cartoons, you got to cut them some slack because they do it every week.
Yeah.
Do you know how long it took to do Toy Story? I saw the preview years before it actually hit the market.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I completely agree, and I know what you're saying, but...
Well, the thing about it, Toy Story's been out in the market for two decades now.
At least, yeah.
And then we only got three of them.
Yeah. And they got better and better over time. Like, each one was just better than the next one. The
last
one.
I watched number one the other day.
I like number one the best.
And it was really good.
Yeah, it's good. Number three, though, I gotta say, they ended it... Like, that's the perfect way to end, like, a series of movies, is the way they ended it with Toy Story 3. I think that was perfect.
Not like The Matrix?
Yeah, not like The Matrix, where it's just fucking dumb and stupid, and they just left you... guessing for the next, you know.
He got to the source. What more do you want?
Yeah, it was dumb, man.
It was completely dumb. It was martyrdom. Hey. It's just life. Like all your life religions. Sucks. You know what I'm saying?
I think they put more of their heart. Realism. The artist puts more of their heart when they actually draw it themselves.
Oh, of course.
You know, my daughter, she's a big fan of princesses, so she watched, like, Little Mermaid and shit, and you watch that, and then you watch, like, a princess movie now, they don't do shit to it, you know? It's like Tiana, that movie about it's supposed to be the first black, you know, princess. It didn't even seem like they put too much effort into it. They just wanted to put out a girl that was black and who was a princess.
Like, she's like, but just like a darker color, and she's like, I like watermelon.
She was from like New Orleans and shit. And like,
oh, New Orleans princess?
And she became a frog. Yeah, I don't know.
What?
Yeah, yeah. You never seen it?
It's a very, they put the movie out there to make it fair for all races, but it ended up being pretty fucking racist.
It did. It really did. And I think, and if you go to Disneyland, I think the only reason they made it was because they needed to get, like, revive that New Orleans part of Disneyland. Yeah. That's the only reason they made it, so they can revive that.
Which what
they
should do with that water there, and being in California, is make it a fucking beach
thing. Something. Do beach something thing. Different. I think they're afraid of little kids drowning. That's why they won't make it a beach.
Nobody goes in the fucking water, but make it a beach theme.
Okay, yeah.
Make it look like Sam is fucking...
Make it look like you're on the island, you know?
Good point.
Castaway or some shit.
Yeah, so, you know, but we interrupted...
Let's be honest, the South fucking sucks.
Fuck yeah, it does.
Nobody wants to be in the swamp.
Nobody.
Yeah, and bugs that are fucking bigger than you and shit. Like,
biting the shit out of you all day? Nobody ever wants that. But we interrupted you, so you said you've seen
Peter Pan.
Yeah. That was a good movie, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a great movie.
Brings up memories.
Five, Peter Panda.
Oh, no.
Peter Pan.
Watch it again. It's not a bad movie.
I have. My kid's got it.
I think the Robin Williams version is much better.
Hook?
Yeah. Hook was... It's funny.
It's all right.
Looks cool.
Yeah, it was better. What other movies did you see?
I saw a couple with you, like Exam, like Identity. Now, let me tell you about those movies. And I'm not going to go into any of them in particular, but I'm sick of, I guess you can say it's kind of stupid to say this, because, you know, I'm always about people trying to make a movie and make it good, but I'm sick of all these motherfuckers who come out with this great story, and you're into the movie, like, oh, this is twisted, and it's fucking, oh, what the fuck the whole time, and then they can't make a fucking ending. It's like, take another fucking year out of your time before you release this motherfucker, and come out with a good ending. Like you guys are talking about whatever the Matrix or in like good ways of in, dude, find a good way to end your fucking movie, because if your movie ends shitty, like we watched Mama, remember we watched Mama?
Yeah,
it was terrible. Right. Mama was a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I was like, wow, you know, this is the way they, you can say, filmed it or made it intense or whatever. They did super good. Well, I hate the fucking movie because the way it ended. like they just ran out of ideas and said, wing it, you know? Like, in this fucking movie, I'm trying to go to lunch,
do something,
you know,
with that.
Like, that's retarded. Like, you wasted that whole time, like you said, with the movie Identity. It's a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
A lot of twists in it. Makes you think. But the last 15 minutes of the movie, it just felt like they're like, fuck, we gotta end this fucking movie, do it like this. And
guys, come on, we're out of time. They said an hour and a half.
No, I completely agree with you. I completely agree. And you're right about Mama. You're dead right about Mama.
Cause... And then, like, the other movie we watched, Exam.
Yeah.
The ending was whatever. I mean, think about, like some movies, that's a whole different thing I want to talk about. It's like, Exam, I've seen it with you. It's obviously not a big movie, because no one, I've never fucking heard of it.
Yeah.
But, that could have been a good movie. Like, you had a really good idea there. Really good fucking things going on, but you could have made that movie better. Like,
what, you know, if Blonde and Brunette would have diked out or something?
Something, you know what I mean?
I completely agree with you.
Like, made it more intense. Like, I don't know, the movie, the way it was the simplest thing. You know what I mean? Obviously, the questions asked, and no one knows what it is. And I mean, I figured it out, because I was just making a joke about it. So I figured out the question the first 5 minutes of the movie, but I didn't know that was a real question until the end. But I figured it out right away, but I made it because I was making a joke. But that's how stupid that movie was. But because it was so stupid, it ended up being really smart. The thing about it is, you can say the way they filmed it, or who the actors were, maybe, or fucking just the way they directed it, the way the screen was shot. I don't know what it was, but the movie sucked. But the movie could have been good, because the story was really good.
Yeah, they had a good plot.
And premise, yeah.
Yeah, good plot. Like, think about it. You're in a room with six other people and...
Seven other people,
and there's nothing written on your paper, but everything depends on you getting the right answer.
Yeah, and all they did was show a camera in that room. Like, they could have even, went a little back farther, you know, and showed you a little bit more, like...
The backstory of the people or
something.
Backstory,
yeah.
A little more, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been good. And they got to put more effort into it. They didn't seem like they...
Low budget.
It was low budget, but yeah, but you got to...
Maybe throw some brothers.
Something.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, you know what I mean? Something like that, where it's a little more intense.
It really does play on your thoughts of, like, what people would really do in that situation, because...
Because they don't even explain what the fucking job is.
They don't. And you're right. That's what they should have did. They should have explained more why this job is so important. Why people are willing to kill for it. And that's essentially what they are willing to do in this movie.
Yeah, because obviously you kind of understand towards the end that the movie is filmed in a future kind of thing, because they got this technology that we don't have, obviously.
Yeah.
You don't learn that to the end. And honestly, it's all speculations, because you don't really fucking know what's going on. You really don't know what year it is. You don't know shit. So to me, that movie sucked.
Yeah.
Good. I saw half of it. Didn't like it. Couldn't watch the rest.
But you gotta agree that they had a good plot behind it. The fact that you put seven people in a room.
Eight.
Stop saying. And everything depends on them getting this job, and they're willing to do anything for it. That's a good premise. And
it's a good premise. They didn't follow through on it.
They didn't. Yeah, they didn't. You're right. But what would you give Exam?
Exam?
Yeah.
A failing grade.
Failing grade. So what is that? How many beer cans?
Three.
Wow. That's
Peter Pan, impressive. I'll give it 11. And Identity, I'll give it a 7, because it really was a good movie till the end. Yeah. Mama, if I don't think I rated that one.
I don't think you did.
I'm going to give that one a 5 because of the ending. Scariness, like actually getting you all, like getting you on your toes, I'll give it a 10.
Scary shit, yeah.
But other than that, the movie fucking sucks.
What's the... There's really no horror films that recently been made, like back in the day, like they were made, that scare the shit out of me anymore.
Well, because we have to be politically correct, and we can't leave the monster alive.
The fourth kind was good, man.
The fourth kind was good when I thought it was fake. I mean, when I thought it was real.
It really is real.
No, it's not. They showed it's not. So when I thought it was, it's like the Blair Witch. When I thought the Blair Witch was real, I was scared shitless.
Really?
Then I found out. Yeah, because I was like, because you got to put, I put myself in that situation.
I'm
like,
so scared.
I put myself in that situation. Maybe I can, like, if I go there, is that going to happen to me? You know what I'm saying? So
why would you fucking go there?
I'm not, but I'm just saying, it's just something that you think of, you know what I'm saying? So you're right. When you think it's fake, I mean, when you think it's real, it's scary. But when you know it's not, I don't think, like, it. We talked about this a lot of times, what the scariest movies of all time for us were. It was mine. They haven't made a movie truly as scary as It recently.
Well, the thing about scary movies, too, is like a 1950s scene. Just that alone, and the music, yeah, is scary as fuck. Think about The Hills Have Eyes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That whole town is like a 1950s. And you see, like, the statue of the mom supposed to be, like, a good baker. That's scary as fuck.
Yeah.
Because you know something's up, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Whenever you see, that's what makes people scary. When you film a fucking scary movie in, like, a dark neighborhood, and it's all kind of creepy looking, you know, okay, whatever. Film that same fucking scary movie, and I'm challenging everyone out there, film that same fucking scary movie that you fucking had in a, like, 1950s...
Ghost town.
Suburban fucking, everyone's fucking happy, moms are wearing aprons, and fucking dads are wearing ties, and they're waving. Go ahead and film that same scary movie, and that movie becomes 10 times scarier.
I agree.
Hey. Like La Bamba.
I kind of overextreme. I'm saying, like, make the movie more
time sensitive, like, no, time period,
like real, like what we live in. Not, don't make the movie where it's three strange guys living in the corner.
Yeah,
you know, there's this fucking, we got this weird guy's bad house. Right. No, make the fucking
You've
movie.
You've got to be able to relate to.
Yeah, make the movie regular. Like, you're in a regular neighborhood. Like,
that's
today.
That's why I think movies like what is the movie? Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
They succeed because it's familiar.
Yeah.
It's in the right house. Everybody's
right about
house.
That. You're definitely right
it's
about that.
It's very familiar to you.
Yeah.
They went a little overboard, but the first
cemetery.
One. Yeah, the first one.
Everybody's
had
a pet that died.
You know, I saw a scary movie the other day that was kind of a twisted one. It had the same guy from James Bond.
Daniel Craig?
Yeah. I forgot what the fuck it was called now. I can't even think of the fucking movie. But pretty much. I'll just tell you guys what it was about. This dude,
yeah,
comes back. It starts off. He comes back from like a road trip, like a business trip. You know what I mean? His kids there. His two daughters and his wife. They just moved into this house, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's called
I've
the
seen
house or some shit. And they move into this house, and he lives this jolly life. But the whole time, weird shit's going on. He keeps seeing this guy outside or a ghost. So you think it's supposed to be a scary movie? Is that it? Oh, Dream House. That's what it's called. And you know, so they keep, and you think it's like there's ghosts and shit.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like a sixth sense, because towards the end, it's all twisted. Everything's his imagination. He's fucking really, like, he really is a kid, because there's the whole, if you watch the movie, that's one of those movies I think could have been better, but the same thing, they kind of lost it at the end. But that movie, the idea behind it, the fucking genius behind it, how it all, and you had to figure it all out, that was a good one.
Now that you mention that, the sixth sense was like that. Sixth Sense was a good movie.
Yeah, it's all backwards.
Yeah, it's
or
all backwards.
The Others. The others
was a great fucking movie. I gotta take that back. Others was scary as shit, you know, and they ended it right for The Others. So I think that was a good movie.
What I'm saying, it's like, those movies get you going because it's backwards.
Yeah.
Everything you thought was wrong.
And it's scary, and it keeps you on your toes. I think nowadays, they try to make scary movies, and they make them just too gory. Like,
It's all shock effect.
Yeah, but
for the most part,
it's not
scary.
Scary
plot.
If you want to scare somebody, the best way is you first have to bewilder them and make them where they can't really mentally function. That's what it's all about.
See, that is a scare tactic.
That's
but
how you do
those
it.
Movies
I don't want to see scare tactics. I want to see something that honestly puts the fear in me, like we said before, Candyman.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was seriously fucking scared of Candyman.
So was I.
Don't say it in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Don't fucking do it.
Hey. Or Hail Mary, or that shit.
Oh,
Bloody
I
Mary.
Actually tried that before. So it doesn't
and then
really
your
work.
Ass into the bloody.
I was like, what is that?
I'll tell you right now, that Bloody Mary and fucking Candyman.
Yeah.
If I was in the bathroom and someone turned the light off, I got the fuck out the bathroom.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Yeah, like
you see
game.
Shit in the mirror. But, yeah, so I think they got to stop making those gore fucking movies. I don't like Saw. I don't see the point of it. It's just,
I don't know, the
killing people in
good.
A
What's
unique
the movie
way.
Where they kidnap the tourists.
Oh, turistas or
hostel?
Hostel.
That is dope.
Yeah. I didn't see it, so I don't
Hostel
know.
Was okay.
Whoa.
Well, think about Hostel.
Do you know about it?
I know about the story. And
okay,
well, not the story, but like what
well,
they do. They
the
just
thing about
torture
Hostel,
people.
See the reason why it works is, they put themselves in, like, a real situation. Not American, but where they were at. I think they were somewhere in Europe or some
Amsterdam,
shit.
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, yeah. That really goes down. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That really goes down out there.
That has to have happened. in real life.
Well, it says based on true stories.
You ever seen Wolf Creek?
It happened.
No. Wolf Creek.
It's the one they're in like Australia and they go out hiking to like this fucking crater or something.
No, I've never seen that. That
one's pretty. How about the ruins?
Ruins was good. Ruins was actually.
Is that the one with the fucking killer plant?
Yeah, it was killer plant.
What about the chick in there? She also plays in that other movie with the porn.
Porn with the porn?
No, there's that movie about the guys who invented the algorithm, the program that everyone uses for their credit cards to be authorized. Of course, it got used for porn, and they made millions of dollars. And
that sounds like a good movie, though. Yeah, it sounds like a good movie.
She's on another movie, too, that I actually saw her on, too, that I thought was where she was really hotter.
All right, Tokyo Square, what movies did you see this week?
Fucking nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Any new shows that you watched, or any show that you watched in general?
I watched part of the exam with you guys. I saw Blood Diamond again early this week. But
it's a good movie. Yeah. What do you think about, what's his name, Leonardo DiCaprio taking off? He said he's not going to be acting for a while.
Really?
He's taking off time now or something.
Oh, I didn't hear that, but, you know, he's got to do what he's got to do. I'm sure he's made enough money where he can afford to do that. And maybe, you know, a lot of times they say that. He's probably preparing for some other fucking role that, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
It's possible.
Yeah. I think there's only certain amount of people that can do that, though, in Hollywood. And still be recognized and people would actually want to see their movies. You know what I mean? So wow.
There's something Ramsey, right?
Laura Ramsey?
Yep.
Yeah, the movie is Middlemen. She's in the movie Middlemen. And these guys, they're basically the middlemen for, you know, people who want to buy the porn online and the people making the porn online. And
is it a good movie?
It's an excellent movie.
I gotta watch it. Middlemen.
Middlemen. Very adult oriented.
I gotta download that.
Oh, no. You better bring your ID.
Alright, Aladosh, what movie did you see this week, man?
Man, I saw, you know, just some random fucking movies, but the first one was, what the fuck is it, Atlas Shrugged? It's on Netflix, you know, and it's like, kind of seemed like a B-movie, but it was so high definition and some famous actors, I was like, wow. It's based on a book, so it's a very political movie about in the future, you know, if things were to go bad and transportation got shut down. Everybody uses trains, and it's based on a book, so it's heavy in plot.
Yeah,
that's about it.
I thought you were talking about that ad movie with the fucking ads and shit. I forgot what it's called, like Attic or something.
Hey, I was just thinking. You're thinking of any of you guys seen that Life of Pi?
I did see that movie.
How was that?
It's a great fucking movie. Actually.
I heard it was actually good from a couple people.
If you're a fan of like. Million Dollar Baby, not Million Dollar Baby, but
I was gonna say, well, fuck that movie.
Slumdog Millionaire, like that kind of fan, you'll like Life of Pi. It has a really good storyline behind it.
Bollywood.
I'm
sick of it.
Well, it's Bollywood, but it's not Bollywood in the sense where they fucking dance and sing all fucking day. It's not that at all. It's completely different. The way it was, the director behind it, I'm not sure his name, but it was. Very well done.
I did see some cool camera tricks, how they pulled it off with the tiger and all. You know.
Yeah, it was cool.
Tiger on set, you gotta have some precautions. So the other one I saw is called Half Nelson.
Half Nelson.
It has Ryan Gosling. I know you guys hate that motherfucker. Ryan Gosling, but in this one he plays a teacher.
Does he talk?
Who is addicted to crack.
Does he talk?
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like a drama. I watched it with my girl, so. That's a drama. He's addicted to crack. One of his student female basketball, he coaches basketball, so basketball players catches him smoking crack, and then turns out her people sell the crack that he's getting, and, you know, it's just whatever.
Do you think Ryan Gosling's a good actor, though?
I
don't think he is.
Actor?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, he's a good actor. That doesn't say much, though. He's not a great actor. He's not like... all times like fucking Sam Jackson or something where they've invented a genre,
yeah.
You know, but he can act. He puts himself in the role. I ain't to say much about that, but
yeah. Hey, you're
he's
right.
Favorite actors.
He's on the same lines as that other guy from Fast and the Furious for me. Was his name?
Are you talking about I forgot his name. But yeah, I know.
I will say this though, he's in good movies. Movies that he is in are generally good.
Paul Walker.
Paul Walker, yeah.
Paul Walker. You know, he's way better than Paul Walker.
They're the same fucking guy.
He's better than Paul Walker. Paul Walker's a fucking douchebag chump.
Yeah, they are. Are you guys excited about still seeing the same movies that are out right now? Or, I mean, you're excited to see, what is it called? Lethal Weapon. I want to see Lethal Weapon. Die Hard, yeah. Did you see it yet?
No, because I heard it sucked.
So did I. I heard it was horrible. Like, everyone gave it a bad review. So what movies are you guys excited about seeing now?
I just saw one the other day. Oh, yeah, I saw Days of Thunder.
You're excited about seeing that in 2013?
No, I'm saying I just saw that today.
Oh.
I want to see the new Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
That looks pretty good, too.
It looks fucking killer.
Yeah, it's called Absortion or something like that.
Damn it, I can't think of it.
It seems like another Minority Report. On
yeah,
that
it
level.
Does. Yeah.
Definitely want to see the Oz movie.
Yeah, that looks good.
That looks cool.
It looks cool. Yeah.
James Franco's actually a good actor, too.
Yeah,
because he usually fits in every role that he does.
I'm sick of remakes, though. So tired of it.
It's not a remake.
Get your own fucking idea.
It's the prequel.
It's a prequel.
Whatever. It's stolen.
It's how he became.
It is not an original idea.
Kind of
is. It's kind of not.
Oh, isn't it?
It's called Oz, and I've heard that name before.
You heard of Wizard of the Oz?
You watched Oz, the fucking prison show.
It's been done and done and done.
Out of
death. This is another person's take on it. Fine, they may do it better. Like Alice in Wonderland or something. But
it's not
original.
I see what you're saying. It's hard to come up with an original idea now, though.
I mean,
it is. But if I'm going to pay fucking $40, I want originality.
Like an exam, for instance. That took away probably from Reservoir Dogs, which took away from another movie. You know, naming them all blue, black, white, green, orange. You know what I'm saying? There's certain premise that are movie storylines that are always going to be copied, regardless. And unfortunately, there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing. Well, I seen.
Yeah, there is. Don't buy it.
I seen a movie called Sinister. It's it's like Dreamhouse in the sense that
I wanted to see that.
Isn't that Ethan Hawke?
Yeah, it's
that
Ethan Hawke.
Scary.
I want to ruin it for you guys.
How was it?
So the movie was. It started off with a good storyline. Like it was this writer who's desperate to make another hit. You know, have his 15 minutes of fame again. He's desperate, so he's willing to do anything to get the 15 minutes of fame. So he moves into a house people were murdered
with his kids
with his family.
What a dick!
And didn't tell his family about it. How
did I see this movie?
You seen the previews, probably.
No, I've seen this movie.
It's a good. It's not.
I've seen this movie
where the killer ghost lives in photographs.
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen it.
You seen it?
What the fuck?
It's a little. You got to follow it, but I felt like this. Whoever wrote it. Or whoever wrote the screenplay, it must have been their first movie. Because there's parts of the movie where it's like, it dies off. Like, you don't understand, like, does this guy know he's filming a movie still? Because it seems like you're just, like, falling, like, an everyday life.
Did that help you relate to the movie better?
Not at all.
This is just
it took me out of the movie.
Everyday life?
The killer has, like, a freaking, like, videos, and he has to watch the
video. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've seen it.
It took me out of the movie. It took me out of the movie.
It's pretty new.
Dreamhouse?
No.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
When I seen this movie. When you see this movie, you're gonna notice it for a fact.
He wrote his writing. He ended up reading his book, and it was all the same words. Over
yeah,
and
yeah.
Like,
so
you're gonna
notice.
It called?
It's called Sinister. You're gonna notice these parts of the movie I'm talking about, where it's like it seems like the guy's like he forgot he's filming or something. Maybe they forgot they're filming a movie. So it seems like it dies off, and you're just like, hey, get back to doing something. Show something. But, you know, for all intents and purposes, it's not a bad movie. And I recommend it to watch it, but I'll give it like a 6.
So half.
Yeah, it's just watch it, don't buy it, don't rent it, just watch it.
Didn't it scare you a little bit? I thought the premise was scary. I was excited to see that room.
It has its moments, but again, those parts of the movie where it's like he takes you out of the movie just because I think they forget that they're filming a movie, that it takes you out of it, so you're not scared anymore.
Sometimes that draws me in more.
Really?
Because if I'm sitting in my living room, and I'm just watching this, and you know I'm going about their day-to-day, they're shopping for groceries and shit. Shit, I'm shopping for groceries. You know, I'm just in their world.
But if
I kind of like that.
But if you start suspenseful, you have to keep it on that level. It's kind of like a commercial where you start on a high level.
I have to see it before we can talk about this more. But yeah. I like when it kind of changes pace, man. It's reality, you know?
But not
when... to sit there and be thrilled to death for 2 hours. That's too much. That's too intense.
I want
to
be... I like that. I want to be fucking sweating.
Yeah, I want to be... I want to be scared. I want to be like... have my hand sweating or something. You know what I'm saying?
I want to be... big sweat on my...
Mama did that for us.
Come kick it with me and mommy.
Mama did that for us. The whole part... the whole movie... it kept you on your toes. You're excited about seeing the next thing, and it just scared you, scared the shit out of you. And then it just ended like shit. But another movie we saw was Exam. You know, everybody gave their opinion about that. I gotta say, the plot was good. They had something there, but Whiskey Pete's right. They should have went more in depth to it and actually told. You know, what was going on, what year, maybe do something. But
it's like The Cube. It will go down.
Yeah, The Cube was a
good... B-movie history.
Cube was a good premise behind it, too.
Sure.
It just didn't make sense. It didn't make sense. Yeah. But that brings me to a show that I want to recommend to you guys. It's called The Experiment.
Jamie Kennedy Experiment?
No. So
Miley Boots most wanted, bitch.
For those of you guys who know about the Stanford fucking project, where Stanford experiment back in the '50s or something, where they had a whole bunch of students. You know, they had like 50 students, 25 of them became prisoners. They told them 25 are going to be prisoners and 25 is going to be guards. Oh, yeah. They didn't give them any rules, no nothing. They said, "You guys are prisoners. You guys are guards. Make shit happen."
So, I did see that movie.
Yeah, and they lived in confinement. The
and
prisoners
they forgot real quick that it was just a game.
They did. They lived in confinement for 30 days. No TV, no phone, no nothing, no news. They had to make up their own shit. The same thing is the BBC show is doing the same thing. 30 days, well, it's actually 60 days, and same thing. Prisoners and guards. And it's mind-blowing the way people's natural reactions come out. Like, the prisoners start to act like prisoners, and they start conning shit and doing shit that, like, prisoners would do. And the guards start doing, like, they just become corrupt. It's impressive, and it's amazing. It will blow your mind. It's a good show.
It's a good social experiment.
It really is.
Prove that anyone put in a position like that is going to become corrupt. It's just the nature of the beast.
You're very right about that. Very right about that. Well, we are running low on time. So we are going to give the top five, or the top five in the box office right now, and then, you know, give our opinion about it and see if you guys agree with it or not. So number one, we'll start with number five. Right? Why start with number one? A Good Day to Die Hard brought in this weekend $10 million, which brings it up to $51 million.
Wow.
Unfortunately, the movie cost $120 million to make. So, do you think it's going to make its money back?
Fuck no.
I don't think so either.
Good luck on your DVD sales.
Yeah. And this is probably one of his bombs, too, for Bruce Willis. Surprising.
He's getting old, man. He needs to give it up.
Yeah. Safe Haven.
Safe Haven.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I apologize. This weekend brought in $10,600,000 worth. And it's brought in so far $48 million. But the budget on that was $28 million. So obviously that made its money back. I don't even know what that is. You guys need...
Safe Haven?
Looks stupid? All right. Number three, Escape from Planet Earth. This weekend brought in $11 million, bringing its grand total to $35 million. Budget on that was $40 million. Anybody know what that is? I don't.
They'll make it back. It's a kids movie.
Is it?
Yeah, cartoon.
If it's a kids movie, they'll definitely make it back. Yeah. All right, so number two, Snitch, which brought in this weekend $13 million, bringing its grand total. Well, it only came out this weekend, so it's $13 million so far, and it doesn't give me a budget.
Is that The Rock?
I think so, yeah. It actually looked good.
It looked decent, yeah.
I wouldn't go watch
except
that.
The Rock was in it.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to watch it.
The Rock was in it.
It's Dwayne Johnson, man.
And number one. Can anybody guess what number one is?
No.
The Matrix. My balls are your shit.
Fuck you. Identity Thief.
Oh.
Oh, fuck no.
Brought in $14 million, which...
Is that fat lady?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Grand total, though, of $93 million. And the budget on that thing, $35 million.
I chalked that up to it still being close to Valentine's Day, and all the girls want to go see... Hey, let's go see this. I thought it's funny. It's fucking stupid.
I chalked that up to...
Stupid.
Probably being the only good thing in the theater right now. There's probably nothing... Have obviously, you seen there's it? Nothing else. No. But I'm assuming that's
you know the what it is? Reason.
I know what it is. I know the...
It's fucking stupid.
Seen the previews from behind it. I want to just give an honorable mention to Warm Bodies, which brought in only $4 million this week and bringing its grand total to $58 million. And believe it or not, the budget on that thing, $180 million.
Wow. For a zombie movie.
Yeah.
That's not...
That's obviously not going to make his money back whatsoever. So
I saw the preview. I didn't see spending too much money. I don't know.
I don't. Maybe because of the actors or something.
Who knows? Maybe there's a lot of explosions and shit that they didn't show.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe. I did not see that.
Yeah, it's I don't know. What
tends to be the big cost is the pyrotechnics.
I saw them on an airport. They had to rent out that airstrip, I guess.
Yeah, but
they crashed on airplanes and shit.
180. That's way too much.
Like a lot of hookers.
Yeah. All these box office movies that are coming out, they always, the budget on them have to be over $100 million. Fast and the Furious, Iron Man. Because
right, you're wrecking fucking cars.
They yeah, expensive fucking cars. But
Iron Man.
It's a gamble.
Iron Man, come on. In a zombie movie.
Iron Man 3, I mean, you see that little preview they have where he blows up his whole fucking house on the that side of that
gonna, that's going to make his money back.
That movie's going to, of course. It's, Iron Man's definitely. A huge franchise.
And this is only this is probably only U.S. numbers, so worldwide. Way yeah. more.
Well, maybe.
Well, we ran out of time, so sorry we didn't answer any of your questions. Let's toast this out like we always do and end our show. All right. Thank you, guys.